Hello. Right. 2025 has begun. It is the first penny drop for the year. And, well, I'm out walking, which you can probably tell I'm trying to get my steps in. In fact, there's probably a lot of things that you can tell about me right now that I haven't even said. You can tell I'm outside, like I'm not getting the steps in the kitchen, although I have been known to do that. You can probably tell that it's a bit windy. I don't know, can you hear the wind through this microphone? I reckon you can tell that I am somewhere where there's no traffic, like I'm not walking in a city. And if you are a long-time listener of The Penny Drop, you'll know that I'm just wandering around a little small farm that we have in Tasmania at the moment, but I'm having to walk backwards so the wind doesn't go into the microphone. I reckon you can tell I'm a little bit excited about talking to you again. There's so many things that you can tell about me, perhaps that I'm a little bit unfit because I am puffing a little bit as we go. But there's so many things you can tell about me that I haven't actually said out loud. And that's what I want to talk to you about on this episode. It's something that I'm calling telepathy adjacent. Yeah, so like so many people, I have been glued to the telepathy tapes. It's the podcast that bumped Joe Rogan off the top of the charts for a little while. It's mind-blowing. It dives into some of the extraordinary experiences of non-speaking autistic individuals and, well, communication. And it's just had me thinking about communication in a whole different way. And look, I know that podcasts are not science. I know that podcasts don't speak on behalf of entire communities. But I also know that what podcasts do so well is they tell stories. Stories that are impossible to ignore, no matter what side of the science that you sit on, which is why they're so incredibly useful for people who feel like they've been ignored for too long. And look, while the world wrestles with the science on this one, this podcast got me thinking about something that's far less controversial, but perhaps something that many of us do overlook. All the ways that we all communicate without words. Now, this is distinctly different from the experiences that are discussed on the podcast, but it is something that I also think about a lot. Because our non-verbal communication is something that's impossible for people to ignore, even if they don't realize they're doing it. The first thing I started thinking about was my relationship with my old radio producer when I worked on the ABC. Many of you will know I was there for 10 years. And Andrea, my producer, and I, we had a nonverbal communication method. We didn't talk about it, we didn't plan it, it just kind of happened. So when you're on the radio, the presenter's in one room, in a booth, and then there's a big glass screen all soundproofed and your producer sits on the other side. And while there were ways I could talk to her verbally, when I was interviewing someone or when there was a guest in the studio with me, I needed to be able to tell her things without saying them. And so, you know, there was a glance that said, I'm running out of things to say, help me fill the space. And it seemed that almost without a word, she'd pick up the phone, search her computer, and she'd start finding a lead and put it up on the board for me to read. I had another look that said, we need a response to this interview. And straight away, she'd start suggesting some possible angles or people that we could speak to. And I'm pretty sure that there was another look that said, should I wind this up now? What on earth are we talking about here? And somehow she'd communicate back to me with just a look whether I should keep going or whether I should wrap it up. And none of this was planned. It just happened. Over time, we had tuned in to each other and tuned in to our signals so seamlessly that it felt, well, yeah, like a little like telepathy. But it wasn't. It was trust. It was intuition and connection that was built through nonverbal communication. If you want to be impossible to ignore, I think this is a skill worth mastering because people notice how you show up before they notice what you say. So that's your stance, your expression, your tone. I think those things help decide whether people lean in to you or they already start tuning out before you start speaking. So a leader who walks into a room with presence, well, people listen before they even speak. A speaker who knows how to use their voice, their words, they land harder and they last for longer. A team that reads each other's unspoken cues or signals, like me and Andrea, well, they move faster, they move smoother and with more impact. Now this, it's not about faking confidence. It's about understanding how much you're already saying without saying a word. And if you don't understand it, then you might be saying stuff that you don't want to. So, here's a few things for you to try. Next time you're in a meeting or even just a conversation, record yourself. Then, the first thing that I want you to do is watch it with the sound off. Get to know your gestures, your expressions, your posture. Do they match your message? The second thing I want you to do is listen without watching. So just listen to your voice. But don't worry about the words so much. I want you to notice your pitch, your tone, your pace. Is your voice matching your words? And then finally, play it back with both the sound and the vision and just check in whether your verbal and your non-verbal signals are working together or are they getting lost? Is there a bit of incongruence there? It's a really useful exercise to try because the more aware you are of your non-verbal language, the more intentionally you'll be able to use it. Speaking of being intentional, I am intentionally filling my feeds with the good stuff at the moment. That means I'm finding all sorts of good bits and pieces to share with you. So, in big news for the penny drop, in 2025, the sister newsletter to this podcast, is that a thing? I think it's a thing. It is also called the penny drop, and it's going to be packed with recommendations. Oh, I've got flies on me. Get away, fly. So this week I've picked an awesome bunch of things. There's something for you to listen to, something for you to watch, something for you to read, and someone for you to follow that will all help you tune into your nonverbal communication. You can find them all in the show notes, of course, but if you're like me and you'll absolutely forget to check the show notes, I want to make it easier for you. So just subscribe to the Penny Drop newsletter. Of course, you'll also find a link to do that on the website. And I will deliver those recos straight into your inbox every week, whether you listen to me here or not. Couldn't be easier. And of course, there's also some discounted tickets and things to the courses I run at the end of this month. I've got an online workshop called How to Be a Better Host. That's for hosting podcasts, of course, but also events, meetings, workshops, all kind of things. And then at the end of March, I've got another one called How to Be a Better Guest. So they're all about helping you with some techniques so that you can make your thing matter to them, your audience. Because it already matters to you. We know that. We need to be able to make it matter to them. And to do that in a way that's unmistakably you. Right, I need to walk faster because these flies are really getting to me. I'm going to spare you the puffing. If you've enjoyed this, please give me a like or a review. You'll find me on LinkedIn or just on the podcast app that you listen to. I'd love it. It helps other people find their way here. I'm so excited to be back. I look forward to talking to you next week. Talk to you then.